Dr. Barrow, my Federation family, good afternoon. You know, Anil talked to us yesterday about his dream job and how he enjoyed it. And I get today to talk about one of the sports that I thoroughly enjoy, and that is playing baseball. I often have said over the years that when I was a senior in high school at 17 years old, I lost my vision, went from 20/20 vision to nothing, and about 18 years old, I found the National Federation of the Blind. How fortunate for me. Over the years, though, I have had a very good life and good careers, but something was missing. Something was missing, and that was sports. I used to be active in sports in the early years. When I was a teenager, I played organized baseball, played organized basketball. And so I think I was missing the sports in my life. In 1964, a guy by the name of Charles Fairbanks, he was an electrical engineer from Mountain Bell Telephone out of Colorado, I believe, and he invented a beeping module that we used in a regular softball. The sport has progressed now to the point that we now use a 16-inch softball, which I am holding in my hand, and it has a pin in it. Some of you all might know that sound, some not so much. Now, this 16-inch softball and the beeping tone inside of it and a set of beeping bases and rules gave us blind people the organized game of blind beeping baseball. But I have to tell you guys, I have to digress a little bit here and tell you that bringing this baseball to convention was something I didn't think much about. I packed it in my carry-on bag and over the years, since 9/11, we have a heightened sense of awareness at our airports. And so I'm waiting on my bag to come through, and the TSA officers were discussing something, and I'm standing there waiting patiently, and I'm wondering, where's my carry-on? And it finally dawned on me, I started to listen to the conversation. One was saying, well, it looks like a baseball. And the other one was saying, but it has a pin in it. And they say, and it has something metal in it. And so I went over and asked them, I said, that's a baseball that blind people use to play organized sports. And I say, would you like me to show you how it works? I can pull the pin. And they went, no. Don't pull the pin. So I didn't think much about it. Bringing this thing, but I got it here. They let me through with it, so. But to give you guys some more insight on the game, I have a short video clip, and Will's gonna run it now, please.
This week, the Beep Baseball World Series is taking place in Rochester, Minnesota, and with more, here's Marnie Gellner.
This is a game you don't have to see to believe, you just have to listen.
I definitely pride myself in my defense.
Yesterday, fans at the Metrodome were introduced to Beep Baseball. These athletes played an exhibition game, and most will head on to Rochester for the World Series later this week. Baseball, each team gets three outs per inning, and a batter gets four strikes. The ball beeps continuously, and when it's hit, either first base or third base also beeps. If the runner reaches base before the ball is fielded, a run scores. If the ball is fielded first, it's an out. The pitcher and catcher are the only sighted players, and they're on the same team as the batter.
Ready, hit it.
Originated in the early 1970s with some hometown roots.
It started here in the state of Minnesota, in the Minneapolis area. And two teams from that area got together, the blind individuals, and they just combined together and started this snowball effect of beatball. And the teams have grown from then to 1975 to present of 18 teams across the country.
These athletes are impressive, and so is the ball itself. These beat baseballs are made in Denver by the Quest Pioneers, a service organization made up of retired and active Quest employees.
A group within the Quest Pioneers that is volunteering every Friday for about 4 hours to manufacture these beat balls, and that's what they do week in, week out. One of our volunteers, he's 90 years old.
These volunteers have the process down to an efficient science. A hole is drilled into the ball and the core is taken out. It's replaced with circuitry, a sound chamber and speaker, and rechargeable batteries. The result is this.
It's really a gratifying thing for all of the Quest employees and retirees to be a part of making this happen.
Ready, hit.
Making these beat baseballs is an important part in making memories.
This certainly is a memory I'll never forget. I'm the first kid on my block to be able to say I got a guy out on a major league ball field.
You don't have to look very far to see how much this game means to these athletes. Just listening is believing.
Yes! Way to go, Roy!
Good shot, baby!
I've truly fell in love with the game of beat baseball. It's one of my passions. Over 25 years of playing the game now. In 1990, I was privileged and honored to be on a championship team, the Indianapolis Eagles. And I got my 15 minutes of fame by getting interviewed by Joe Garagiola from the Today Show at that time. I've had a long, illustrious career, and I'm going to retire this year. The mind is still willing, but the old body isn't. So I've said I was going to retire. I've said it about five, six times, though. Every other year I'm saying I'm going to retire, but now this is, I truly am. I have indeed enjoyed the game. I want you all to come to Indianapolis this summer in August and see the World Series of Blind Baseball. We're going to host it there in Indiana this year, and all of you all are invited. And at that time, I have been told that since I've made 8 All-Star appearances over my years of playing ball, 1 World Series title under my belt, that I have been nominated to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this summer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm truly blessed and to be able to have an illustrious career in business. I'm truly blessed to have the Federation family that I love, my biological family that I love. Usually at this time of the year, I'm passionate about, 4 things in life: God, my biological family, my Federation family, and baseball. But I have to say that when baseball season rolls around, that order changes a bit. Thank you, Dr. Maurer. Thank you, Federation family.